Macmillan Audio presents The Truth Machine, The Blockchain, and the Truth of Everything by Michael J. Casey and Paul Vigna. Read for you by Sean Runet.
Preface. In the age of cryptocurrency, we explored the digital currency Bitcoin and its promise of a fairer global payment system, one that functions without banks and other financial intermediaries. As that book was going to print, Bitcoin's wider application, how its core operating system can help resolve problems of trust between individuals and businesses when they trade assets, enter into contracts, assert claims to property, or share valuable or sensitive information, came to the fore. Within companies, governments, and the media, a groundswell of interest, including a fair bit of hype, turned toward what became known as blockchain technology. In resolving long-standing problems of trust and enabling a community to track its transactions without entrusting that record-keeping process to a central intermediary, the blockchain idea promised a way to bypass the various gatekeepers who control society's exchanges of value. It could, for instance, let a neighborhood of prosumers, households that both consume power and produce it with solar panels on their roofs, trade energy among themselves within a decentralized marketplace, and without a profit-driven utility company setting the rates. Similarly, property owners, buyers, and mortgage lenders would not have to trust an unreliable government registry as the only record of deeds and liens, when a more trustworthy one could be built on an immutable database managed by a decentralized network with less risk of corruption, human failure, or theft. These are just some of the many new applications that attracted people's attention to this innovative idea. The zeitgeist of public awareness had two big impacts on our lives. The first was that one of us, Michael Casey, got so excited about blockchain technology's potential to change the world that he quit a 23-year career in journalism to work on it full-time. Less than 6 months after The Age of Cryptocurrency was published, Mike left the Wall Street Journal for MIT's Media Lab. The lab's frenetic director, Joichi Ito, who was commonly known as Joey.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?